Hello, everybody. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. We respectfully acknowledge that we broadcast in the unceded ancestral territories of the Squamish, the Tsleil-Waututh, the Musqueam, and the Kwikwetlem. We stream online at cjsf.ca, and today you are listening to the open mic show from 1 to 2 p.m., also known as the world's number one variety show, which is a working title. You guys, first of all, hi, my name is Paria. I'm the host of the show, if you didn't already know. And today, wow, I had coffee, and every time I do this to myself, I'm like, I knew this, I shouldn't have done it, and yet I still somehow manage every time to forget about my issues with coffee, conveniently, order a coffee, and then drink a quarter of it, and I proceed to hallucinate. It's really bad. Like, right now, my brain is going faster than my body, or the other way around, I can't tell. It's super hot in the studio right now, or maybe I'm just, like, combusting. I don't know. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess this is, like, a nice time to decompress and to vibe and to, you know, reminisce about my past week. I wasn't here last week because there was snow on the mountain and the whole campus was closed, which sucked because I couldn't come here and I missed my class, which is fine because, like, I'd rather not have class than have class. And actually it really gave me a good opportunity to study for my midterms. But you guys, I don't want to do this anymore. I really don't want to do this anymore. And, you know, if you're also a student, I feel you, I see you, I appreciate you. You know, in the past few semesters, I haven't been doing school. I've just been working. I did a co-op last semester, and before that, in the summer, I was just effing around, you know? I was working multiple different jobs and just having fun, I guess, in the summer. And so now I can't even remember what I did, but I do remember that I wasn't getting any further in school, and so I have to graduate later because of my stupid decisions, but that's fine. I guess that's neither here nor there. I guess I needed those breaks. And now I'm just suffering. And for those of you who are students, like I said before, or even not students, maybe you're in the workforce, you know, and you're like, screw this job. Things are stressful right now. You know, it's the beginning of March. We have March Madness coming up. You know, I hear that some jobs have something called March Madness Month, where they're just like running around like a chicken with its head cut off, doing things that us regular folk can't understand. And it's just a lot of numbers and people saying things like the estimated average and things like this, and then the rest of us just sort of are like, oh, okay, like, I hope you had a good day at work. That's at least my experience as somebody who doesn't understand anything that is not written out to me like I'm in the second grade. I hope that the things I'm saying right now are making sense, because honestly, to me, they're not. I had an entire morning of, this is just going to be a whole hour of just me complaining. I had a morning of tutoring. So I was being tutored for a cont class. It's insufferable, this class. It's truly insufferable. But you know what? I went to my professor's office hours to get my paper, because apparently we're in the dark ages and there's no computers. And no internet, so we have to carve our paper out in stone and hand it to the professor and pick it up at the end of the marking period. And I got a B+, which is actually amazing. I don't know what the average was for this paper, but what I can tell you is that this was a very difficult paper to write, and I got a B+, and I thought that he was going to see me spit in my face and throw the paper onto my head. This is what I was imagining going up those stairs this morning. But actually, I was pleasantly surprised, so that's nice. And now I've just been waiting on this internship email, and it just won't come. And I'm just waiting and waiting and waiting in anticipation. Will it be a rejection? Will it be an offer? If it is a rejection, will they even email me, or will I find out through some different way and have to dig? And I don't know. I got an extension for another paper. This is just the woes of being a student. And I'm sorry if you're not a student and you're listening to this and you're like, please talk about something else. Or maybe everyone's already turned their radios to a different frequency because they're like, until this girl can just please stop complaining, I cannot listen to this on my commute. And you know what? That's valid. That's super valid. To that, I say good on you, because we tell other people, you know, I'm the first proponent of throw away what doesn't serve you. Like the Marie Kondo thing. Marie Kondo, you know, when you hold an object and it doesn't bring you joy, throw it away. If right now you're listening to me and you're like, this is not bringing me joy, throw me away. Better yet, call the cops on me. Get me thrown into jail. That way I won't be checking my email every 20 seconds to see if this freaking rejection or offer letter comes in. I actually told my best friend to change my password, the password of my email, so that I won't be checking it constantly. And I guess that's been helping, because I just physically can't check it anymore and refresh. But I did at least once try to enter my old password in just in case, and obviously it didn't work. So that's sort of where I'm at. It's a little bit pathetic, but you know what? It's fine. We move. Okay. Now, there's not much else for me to say. Except, you know, I hope that wherever you're listening from, you're having a good day. And can I also say, in these moments where I'm, like, super jaded and tired from school, I used to pride myself on being like this empathetic person. Oh my God, I can feel people's feelings and really, you know, listen to them and not always relate it back to myself. And I felt that I had good listening skills and I was a kind person. Man, as time has gone on, I feel like a terrible person. I feel like the people that I would always call like rude or cold or like don't care about others. But I realistically think there's a balance that you can strike, you know, of being super, you know, people pleasing and like, yeah, like definitely like talk to me for 5 hours about your shitty work week, you know, over and over and over, and letting people sort of walk on you. And then there's a distinction, I guess. You don't have to be that, or be, you know, I don't care, figure it out yourself, you know, pull yourself up by the bootstraps. There can be an in-between. It's just in these, you know, past few weeks of just difficulty, like mental strain I've been feeling from school, which is something I haven't felt in years. I used to, in high school, be super, super studious. Which sounds like funny. It's like, oh, she was in, you know, I was in high school. But really, I studied a lot and I really cared about my grades. And I was very much like a teacher's pet. And I really strived for perfection and things like that. And then to have the transition into university and see that, okay, things like I'm a little fish in a big pond as opposed to the other way around, and so I shouldn't even try. There's no point in me trying because I'm never going to succeed. And so throughout my entire undergrad, I've really been just riding the wave of being on the curve, and hopefully, you know, I pass. And there are some classes, definitely philosophy classes, that I like better and that I will actually try in. But really, it hasn't been until this semester that I've had a full school load and have also been semi on top of it. This is really new for me. And I always like laughed at, you know, my friends and my classmates who were super stressed about school. I was like, you guys are just tryhards. Like, why are you, like, it's not a oppression, like university oppression Olympics. Like, you can deal with like doing a paper. It's not that hard. But that was because I was doing everything at the last minute. And the rest of the time, I was just, like, goofing off, doing whatever. Not even, like, I would be stressed about the work. And, you know, I had a hard time doing it. It wasn't really a conscious decision that I wasn't doing my work. But I definitely had a different experience. And so now understanding when everyone's like, I'm so stressed it's midterms or I'm so stressed it's finals, I understand now. And it's very hard. It's really hard. Yeah, so I guess I can appreciate this time more on the tail of working in a co-op. And, you know, even if it's not the exact same as, you know, working a real, like, you know, full-time permanent job, it's still super similar. And I have a good sense of, okay, school is just terrible. Like, my life is not always going to be like this. And, you know, super intense. And, oh, I can do more. And let me stay awake until 3 a.m. and do this paper because it's going to be better and I want a better grade. And so I jumped from a lot of different topics there. But in conclusion, you don't have to be super empathetic all the time and put other people before you. Which is something that I've learned in this difficult time of, like, I'm not a terrible person if I also talk about how I feel about things and don't just, like, focus on another person's issues obsessively. And also, school is hard, and I'm trying my best. And there should definitely be other takeaways from this, but I am just not gonna go there because there's too much that I can really, if we want to psychoanalyze me, wow, we'll be here for another 3 hours. So I don't think that anybody wants that. The first song I'm going to be playing today is called I'm the Greatest Star by Barbara Streisand, from the soundtrack of the film Funny Girl. This is a song that I've been listening to obsessively, try to manifest me getting this internship.
I got 36 expressions, sweet as pie to tough as leather. And that's 6 expressions more than all them Barrymores put together. Instead of just kicking me, why don't they give me a lift? Well, it must be a plot, because they're scared that I got such a gift. Well, I'm miffed, 'cause I'm the greatest star. I am by far, but no one knows it. Why, they're gonna hear a voice, a silver flute. bell cheer each toot. Hey, that kid is terrific. When I expose it. Now, can't you see to look at me that I'm a natural Camille? As Camille, I just feel I've so much to offer. Hey, listen, kid, I know I'd be divine because I'm a natural coiffer. Some ain't got it, not a lump. I'm a great big clump of talent left. They'll bend in half. Did you ever hear a story about the traveling salesman? 1,000 jokes stick around for the jokes. 1,000 faces, I reiterate. When you're gifted, then you're gifted. These are facts. I got no axe to grind. Hey, what are you blind? In all of the world so far, I'm the greatest star. No autographs, please. You think beautiful girls are going to stay a star forever? I should say not. Any minute now, they're going to be out. Finished! Then it'll be my turn. Oomph. Who is the pip with pizzazz? Who is all ginger and jazz? Who is as glamorous as? Who's an American beauty rose?
Senin için gök kubbeyi yerle nere çalarım yar. Canım iste canım bile sana kurban yar.
Dağlar taşlar uçan kuşlar senin olsun yar. Deniz derya gökler hep yerinde dursun yar. Gönlüm senden bir şey ister nasıl desem yar. Valla beni al koynana yar.
Saçlarına taç yapayım yar. Bir nefeste güneşleri söndüreyim yar. Çıra gibi uğrunda ben yanayım yar. Canım iste canım bile sana kurban yar. Canım bile sana kurban yar.
Allah beni bulla beni al koynuna yar. Gözüm senden başkasını görmez oldu yar. Gönlüm senden bir şey ister nasıl desem yar. Allah beni bulla beni al koynuna yar. Allah beni
that was Allah Beni Pula Beni by Bari Shmenko. That is a Turkish song by Bari Shmenko on their album Hal Hal. And next up, I am going to play Para Transcribir by Lito Pimenta.
Pude verte. luego abandonarte, lo que quise ahora. Y aunque fui tal vez un poco ignorante, fui muy lista ayer para no volver. Oh, 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 oh.
Gotta get back, gotta get back.